I'm Jenya, and then we've got Josh here, and we've got a new lineup at WAKG where I'm on 9 until noon, Monday through Friday. Josh is going to be your nighttime guy, and we're pretty excited about it. And then we were just kind of shooting the breeze, and we're like, why don't we just record this?
Yes.
And let everybody else enjoy it and mock us and see how random and crazy we are. So
you can mock me, but just be aware, I'm a self-deprecating, overweight guy, so good luck.
One of those, like, I know I'm crazy. Yeah. I know I'm stupid.
It's like, I'm one of those self-aware that knows there's a list.
Right.
Bring the noise.
Right, exactly.
I welcome the challenge.
I'm kind of the same thing. I'm like, well, you can make fun of me for this, this, and this, so good luck. So
your list is a lot longer than mine, though.
I know. I'm so random, and you started making fun of me because I've been tanning.
All I know is I know your mother. It's hereditary.
We like the sun. What can I say? But
you don't like the sun. You like fluorescent. Don't sit there and tell me.
The 10 minutes of me with insanely small goggles on soaking it up directly to my face. But then you remember, which one was it? The Final Destination where the girl got stuck in the tanning bed? So anytime you flip over to go to your side and I hear, and I'm like, oh, no. Oh, no. It's like I won't drive by a log truck. No. All right. So we've already rambled on a little bit.
Yes, yes. That's what we do.
Yeah, that's how we roll. So we wanted to talk about you. Was it your first time seeing Infinity War yesterday?
Yes, and it will not be my last.
See,
no spoilers.
No, we won't do the spoilers.
Stay to the end. Stay to the end.
You got to. And anytime I see someone get up before the end of a Marvel movie, I'm like, what are you doing? This isn't our first
movie. They're not real fans.
They've been doing this for 10 years.
I bet it's their first movie.
Probably, I don't know. Well, I went and saw it, I guess weekend before last. So it was like opening weekend. It was a Sunday afternoon. And there were some parts that I really like broke my heart. There were some parts I was like, well. But didn't you find that it's like 2.5-plus hour movie and you didn't feel like there was like a lull? Like it kept going. It had good momentum.
When it ended, I didn't really feel like it was over.
Right.
Just because you wait for that. There's that up and down. There's that contrast. There's, oh, hooray. And then there's, oh, God. And then there's a hooray.
Yeah.
And there wasn't. It was just, holy crap, the whole way through.
Yeah, you feel like shell-shocked. You're kind of sitting there like, mm-hmm. Well, the bus left, and I'm here stuck.
It's the credits?
How am I going to make
it? Wait, we're not done. There's something at the end.
Yeah. Oh, here it is. That special person. I almost ruined it. I was like, I won't say it.
Don't be that way.
I won't say it.
No.
One. there was your hint, but I won't say
it. Oh, gosh.
I won't say anything. But you and I were kind of debating.
It's not a debate.
Well, not debating. It's really just
agreeing.
A conversation. Yeah, we're kind of, I mean, this is one of the few times we're like, yes, this is true. Yes, we are. Eye to eye, I see you on this. What's the deal with DC and then Marvel? Like, DC has all the stuff there. And if I'm not mistaken, they were around first, right? Were they, like, the Superman comics were, like, depression era, like, 2030.
Probably.
I don't know. We need to Google this
one. Yeah. Boo-doo-doo-doo-boo-boo-boo-boo. You guys would be surprised she's Googling and not Snapchatting. It's only because her phone doesn't know how to do both. Maybe the iPhone X30 will do it.
X30. I got the iPhone 10 and I called support and I called it the iPhone X and the lady acted like I was the stupidest person in the world. Okay.
Tech support's not allowed to judge anyone.
Well, she sounded in her voice.
Is it turned on? Is your computer plugged in?
DC was the first to introduce the concept of a superhero with Superman. Though Marvel would revolutionize this, 1934.
Before us. Let's just go before us.
This was probably before my parents. This is like my grandparents were probably like, oh.
My grandfather was born in 29.
So your grandpa was like 5 years old, like, Superman. Like, ah.
Not during the Depression.
No, it was like, are we going to eat? But anyway.
That's a stretch.
That's horrible. That
That's
was
a stretch.
Horrible thing to say.
Meh.
Nah. Too soon. Too soon to talk about the Depression. So.
There have only been three.
Yeah, you know.
And only one of them really counts. The other ones are like, eh.
That's all right. I won't get Starbucks today, so. So, DC versus Marvel, you and I both think that the stories and the concepts are there, but it's just something DC just can't pull off. They're just not larger than life like Marvel is.
I think the difference is DC tries to go for the dark.
Yeah.
Or, you know what? That's not fair. That's not fair to DC or Marvel at all. It really comes down to the production
studios.
We're
going to do like the cha-cha slide. Reverse.
Oh, but it's the production studios.
Yeah.
I'm not spoiling anything, but in the trailers, you get a trailer for Deadpool, my favorite superhero.
Ryan Reynolds.
He's a sarcastic.
One of my favorite.
God, that's not why I like Deadpool. Deadpool. It's got really
even with a burnt face,
now.
It's fine.
But in the trailer, I saw it said from the studio who killed Wolverine, and I'm like, that's the embodiment of Sony Studios, but they have all the DC stuff.
Yeah,
which that makes perfect sense to me. If you look at it, the X-Men are a Marvel franchise. I hate Wolverine.
You do? Hugh Jackman?
No. Hugh Jackman's great. Wolverine sucks.
That's on my next T-shirt.
But, but I have the same issue with Superman. I'll admit.
I don't even know who this guy is who's Superman. And it just feels like, you know, it's like when you ordered Dr. Pepper and you get your drink and it's sweet tea and you're like, oh, wait,
there's
you know,
a vast difference.
Yeah. And you have that moment. Where you're like, oh, and you're like, oh, okay. It's still delicious, but it's not.
This isn't like the difference between Sprite and sparkling water. It's two different things.
Hello, indigestion.
Boy. I don't like sodas anyway, so it's not really a good comparison. They're both clear with bubbles for me.
If you were in Finding Nemo, you'd be screwed.
There's not enough salt content anyway. That's more of a salt issue, not a soda
That's
issue.
That's true. We digress. So, basically, you're saying Sony is kind of...
I think it's Sony's fault more so than DC, but I don't think DC's characters... I know DC's a part of it.
Yeah.
I just don't think they have the creative team. That's not fair. You have to give it something.
Yeah.
That just saying they don't have it.
The it factor. We turn into Simon Cowell. You just don't have the it factor.
Doesn't Sony have the it franchise? So we can't really say they don't have it.
The it, like the actual, right. Yeah. That movie creeped me out. but I still like Tim Curry better.
If I roll my eyes back any further, I can see my brain.
Yeah, well, whatever's there. So I saw Justice League. Did you see Justice League?
I did not. I can't get behind Ben Affleck as Batman.
Ben Affleck, I mean, Christian Bale as Batman kind of got on my nerves too. Batman.
You know what? He's the first one who actually tried to mask his voice. Do not hate.
And you're like, what is that?
I enjoyed the contrast.
Super size. You're like,
I enjoyed the contrast between him and Bane, however, because one of them had laryngitis and the other one sucked on a bottle of helium.
Wow. It's Gothra. Hello. It always just, it's just the most condescending sounding, and he's wearing a fur coat and a face mask. And it's Tom Hardy. Tom Hardy,
yes.
Who's Mad Max, and he's coming out as Venom. So he's coming back in a new,
I'm excited.
That's going to be good, because Marvel. Hmm. It's going to be fantastic.
We're all happy that Sony doesn't have Venom.
Yeah, exactly. So I willingly bought the DVD for Justice League, and I watched it over the weekend because I did see Avengers Infinity War, and I was like, well, I'll watch Justice League because I'm going to give their group of superheroes that are going to save the world and give them a chance. And I'm a big fan of Khal Drogo from Game of Thrones. So Jason, was it
Momoa?
Momoa, yeah, I just need to know.
Jenya's one of those. If you,
I'm
sitting
I'm
across
gonna reference
from Jenya,
like the characters that they were, and then I'm like, "What's his real name?" Jason, what's his name?
It's very uncomfortable.
He's
in
married
here.
To the girl that was on Cosby Show. What's his name? What's his name? Lisa Bonet.
Lisa Bonet.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, they're married.
That's.
But they kind of have that like hippie kind of like earthy vibe.
Yeah,
I guess,
she had a serious Bob Marley thing for a while.
Yeah, well, apparently she's got a Jason Momoa thing. They got a family.
Apparently you do too.
Oh, so good. Oh, my gosh. So he's Aquaman. And so cool. And he's wearing, like, these light-colored contacts and has all these body tattoos.
He's still the king of the ocean.
Oh, the king of the ocean.
Wow.
It was so great.
I'm old enough to not have great feelings about Aquaman.
It's better than it's like King Trident. We're going to the Little Mermaid. You're like,
you know what? The king in the Little Mermaid. Has more...
No.
Yes, he does.
No.
Not than current.
Is it Trident? Is that his name? King Trident?
I don't know. It's not the tuna guy, is it?
No, that's Charlie the Fish.
I'm saying I don't hate on Momoa.
This is so sad. My 80s baby in me is like, why... King Triton. Okay, I was called it Trident, like it was gum. It makes your teeth white. Trident. I like the scent. So Triton. Okay.
It's because they don't want to say Triton.
Ariel!
I'm saying when you watch him in action, he has more action.
He's more animated.
So was the first Aquaman.
Okay, but this Aquaman is a real life breathing person who is amazing.
Did you sit here literally and just tell me that Aquaman is a real-life breathing person? Okay. All I'm saying
is... No gills about it.
Oh, that was so... That was painful. No, all I'm saying is I'm not hating on Momoa's acting. He works with what he is given. But King Triton was better than the original blonde-haired orange shirt, green fish scale pants dorky. Aquaman.
Yeah, well, I'll give you that. I mean,
he's the redheaded stepchild of DC. It's like, oh, look, we have people that fly. We have people that walk. We have people that are super strong.
Your mom's,
we need somebody in the water.
Yeah, it's like when your mom's like, yeah, you can go with your friends. Oh, but your little brother has to tag along. Yeah. You're like, oh, here we go. Come on, Aquaman.
Take little Davey with you.
Come on, Aquaman.
Yeah. So if you play Cowboys and Indians, he's always the Indian.
You're like, we're going to tie him up against a chair and leave him there while we go play, like, Nintendo. Let's go play Dr. Mario. Right. I guess the movie was good, but it wasn't Avengers Infinity War good. I mean, it had its moment. I liked the character, whatever his name is, who played the Flash. That was cool. Because it kind of went along the same kind of premise of, like, the newer Spider-Man. It's a young kid who's excited to have powers. So that's a redeeming quality. Wonder Woman, I mean, I think she's pretty awesome.
Oh, she's fantastic.
She is.
The actress that played her was really good.
She was pregnant when she filmed the whole movie Wonder Woman. Did you know that?
Yes,
that's crazy.
Did.
So CGI, they had to really, but a gorgeous lady. I mean, so here I am drooling over Aquaman, and then my husband's like, well, look at that. And I'm like, man, I can't believe you said that. Right, while I'm like ogling someone else. and then I guess we talked
it's
about
a whole other series.
Yeah, we talked about that is the number two, the sequel to this. Junior Ogles. Aquaman.
Josh is going to be on vacation that day.
Yeah. Superman. And then of course, we have Ben Affleck. I always think that Batman doesn't need a Boston accent.
Oh, all I can think of when you say Ben Affleck in Boston is the town that he
did with
Jeremy
where they
Renner.
Had the mask on and everything. Yeah. And then I always think of him in Dogma. Matt Damon.
Yes.
But I don't know. I just felt like it's just less than. I mean, there's some good redeeming qualities, but it was like, spoiler alert, so don't listen if you haven't seen Justice League, but it's out on DVD. Okay, so basically it's like the same kind of concept where you have a bad guy that comes to town, or comes to Earth, rather, and all the other realms, and they're trying to collect these artifacts or this mythical force to bring harm to all of mankind. So it's kind of the same.
Typical villain.
Yeah, you know insert person here and insert superheroes here. So
yeah, the world needs saving, and it can't just be, you know, clean water for everybody. Nope, the world's going to be destroyed.
It's
giant,
like,
meteor.
Did you just go Captain Planet?
I did. No, I'm not going down. No, we
water,
both know this. I'm not
fire,
doing
fire. Captain Planet.
Oh,
he's
God.
A hero.
I promise.
Where's that movie? Where is that movie? Can I get that one?
It's
Wouldn't
on YouTube.
Incredible?
If you look it up, Don Cheadle does an excellent version.
Oh, yes. But that was like a Funny or Die or a College Humor, wasn't it?
Humor? So be prepared for that.
Yeah, that's good.
Disclaimer.
You might not want the kids in the room, and you might not suitable for work, whatever that little... Nonsense.
Unless you work here.
Yeah, and then we're like, come check this out.
This is fun.
Look
this
at
is hilarious.
This. Look at this. So, yeah, that's pretty much the whole premise there. So if you haven't seen Avengers Infinity War, I've seen it, Josh has seen it, and I think we're probably amongst the many people that are probably going to see it several more times before it leaves the theater.
Yes, definitely.
It's really good.
And stay to the end.
Yeah, to the end. I mean,
stay to the end.
It seems like the credits go on forever and a day, and then when they're just about to turn the lights on, you're like, oh. Well, look at that. And then you're like, ooh.
My wife and I talked about the credits. Mm-hmm. She's like, can you imagine trying to be in charge of all of these people
right?
And all these different countries? And I'm like, they don't make conference call
and
lines
you feel
big
like
enough.
They're like crediting everything. Like the guy who brought me water on Tuesday. Yeah. Boop. Like the Facebook manager.
That guy got me out of a parking ticket.
The bagel guy on 2nd Street. Boop.
We appreciate the repo man getting the car out of the way so we could put that Maserati Boop. We needed in it.
Boop. The person who did Thor's hair. Oh, bless you.
It's always about that. We're not going to do this anymore if you can't behave.
I know. I'll try my best. But, I mean, there's more than man eye candy, and there's more than eye candy for this film. I think that's what I think that lured me into the Justice League. That is my final review or retort about it. I think they use the attractiveness of certain people playing the parts to be like, don't you want to You know you want to watch this movie.
We need to make Aquaman relevant.
Yeah.
And we can't rely on Ben Affleck. That's all I get.
Exactly. That should be the subtitle of Justice League. And then otherwise...
That should be the disclaimer at the beginning.
It comes up in bold letters, almost like the Star Wars, like, scroll up. And you're like, oh, okay, all right, that's cool.
Yeah.
Let me just skip through the chapters here. And where's Aquaman. All right, done. 10 minutes. That's great. Yeah. I mean, I fell asleep when I first was watching it. It was family nap time. And then we watched it again. And... that's pretty much my favorite part. I mean, that's the only part I was like, it's so funny.
Yeah, my thought is, if you're a DC fan, go see it. If you're not, Marvel all the way, except for Deadpool. Deadpool's awesome.
Did you see? Technically,
Deadpool's Marvel. It's more of a Sony thing. I'm trying to be nice.
I know. You're trying, because you bash Sony so hard.
Well, they're terrible. They killed X-Men. I don't like Wolverine anyway, but I like the rest of them.
Hugh Jackman, though.
Great and the Greatest Showman.
I have that DVD. I need to watch that. A musical, right?
You're one of those.
I collect movies.
And don't watch them.
Well, I mean, you know, there's some...
Have you seen Predator yet?
I have.
Okay, good.
Get to the chopper!
It's not why I meant that. It actually took me a lot longer than I admit before I watched that.
Predator makes that, like, kind of like...
I'm not...
Yeah.
No. I'm not even going to try. I'm not going to give them any more ammo than they already have.
What else have I seen? I've seen old movies. I've seen a lot of random movies. I'll make random. You're proud of me. I'll make random, like, 80s movies, like, references and stuff. So don't get that. But, so yeah, go see The Avengers. This was not paid for in any way by Marvel, but.
No.
And then check out on.
But we're open to that.
If you're
listening. Give me a call.
Free movie tickets, even. Free popcorn. I'm great with that.
Well. And, of course, none of these things will happen unless you guys start listening. That's on a regular basis.
That's right. So we're going to try to do this more frequently. So
yes, definitely.
I'm going to save this, and we'll come up with something random. It might be in the next 10 minutes. It might be tomorrow. It might be next week. But if there's anything that you think we should talk about or get our opinions on or whatever,
yes, definitely.
You could definitely email me. Josh is still trying to get a computer. He's the
day
new
one-ish.
Guy. You'll get. Did you say day one-ish? Did you just make a Usos? If you watch WWE, you know what I'm talking about.
We'll get there. You will find out all about that.
You'll see how nerdy we are. You'll be like, these people are weird. but you can email me, certainly, gwoodson, gwoodson at wakg.com if you have a topic you want us to talk about. Be nice. Be nice.
And we're going to have this on our social media accounts as well, so you'll be able to get it there, feedback there.
And we might try to upload to some podcasting source. I'm going to let Josh look into all that, but I'm going to put this on our blog. And,
when I get a computer.
Yeah, once you get a computer. Could be 10 minutes. Could be tomorrow. Could be in another week. But we'll do that. So hope you enjoyed it, and we ramble on all the time, so this won't be.
Come ramble with us.
Yeah, ramble with us. Yeah. Make your voice heard. All right. Bye.
Bye.